there, if you were trapped in a walled city and people were watching and waiting to kill you at the gate, how would you escape? Listen to our story today. Paul is talking in the synagogue just after he had been healed from his blindness.
Men of Israel, I came here from Jerusalem to do evil to all who believe in Jesus. But just outside Damascus, a blinding light appeared and I was struck to the ground. Then the voice of Jesus, the very Son of God, said to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Don't you know you are not doing the will of God? And I said, Who are you, Lord? He answered, I am Jesus, the very one you are working against. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. And when I arose, I was blind. But after 3 days of fasting and praying, Jesus healed me. Now I know he was the Son of God and has risen from the grave.
I thought you came here to destroy these false believers. Now we know you are one of them and departing from the teachings of our fathers.
My friends, I beg you, search the scriptures. The prophet Isaiah told us of Jesus when he said, He was bruised for our wrongdoings. With his stripes we are healed. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Dear friends, Jesus Christ of Nazareth fulfilled these prophecies, and when he rose from the grave, he proved he was the Son of God.
We've had enough of this, Saul of Tarsus. Be gone. We don't want any more of your kind of talk.
All right, I will go. But as I go, I want you to know that once I was blind, but now I see. I see the truth that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
We can't let him get away with this.
Let's grab him tonight and kill him.
This plot soon leaked out to Saul's friends, and they hid him, for the gates of the city were being watched day and night. But God took care of Saul. When the time was right, he was led through a secret tunnel and let down outside the wall in a basket.
Isn't it wonderful the way God takes care of those who love him? Do you love Jesus? He loved you so much that he died for your sins on the cruel cross. Now he is waiting for you to believe on him and take him into your heart as Savior. Just pray after me. Dear Jesus, I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Forgive me and come into my heart. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Help me to live the rest of my life for you. Amen.